This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack. But with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Whatley on KLZ 560.
Alrighty, good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Haystack Help Radio. I, however, am not Scott Whatley. Scott is out hunting. I am Dan Muir. I'm filling in for Scott, and if you don't know me, I am the co-host of Rush to Reason, and you can always catch me and John Rush and Cassie George on Rush to Reason every weekday at 3 o'clock right here on KLZ 560. And along with me is our crack engineer, Steve Ebling, who got us back online here, which is fantastic. And Paul Lenigro, he is the owner and president of Group Insurance Analysts. We are broadcasting live from your fine establishment, sir.
Well, thank you for coming out today, you and Steve, coming out and visiting us and having a little lunch. And
a little, no, not a little lunch, Paul. A lot of lunch.
And then doing a show out here. Yeah, it's a good thing we have Steve, because when that plug goes out, we need to...
Yeah, something happens. I don't know, gremlins. You know, it always happens when you first get started.
Right.
Of course, on live remote, you just never know. You never know what's going to happen. That's why Charlie's got, the Beatles' greatest hits lined up, just in case we...
just in case we go
dark.
Well, it's nice for you to come out here to do the show today, and thank you for bringing out the collection box, because now we have the box ready to collect for the homeless veterans that the station is sponsoring. And so anyone that's in the Wheat Ridge area or west side of town, if you have things that you'd like to donate to the Axe Resource Center, that will be given to some of our homeless veterans. And things like socks, new, not used.
Yeah, new socks.
New socks, yep. and underwear and shaving items and things of that nature are really helpful. You can stop by here and just drop them off.
You know, first of all, I think it's really a shame that we have homeless veterans to begin with. Veterans to me are heroes. They went and served their country. They served all of us. They protect the freedoms that we now enjoy today. And it's just really sad that we do have this, it's almost an epidemic problem of homeless vets. And I hope that this will help. And I also hope that we can eventually get them back on their feet and get them off the streets.
Well, anything that we can do, any little thing that we can do really adds up. And so anyone that's in the area and has things that they can donate, we certainly appreciate it.
Yes, every little bit helps. And once again, if you want to drop off, GIA is located at 9195 West 44th Avenue in Wheat Ridge. And you can always give them a call at 303-423-0162. Okay, Paul, before we get into my favorite topic, which is Obamacare, healthcare. I just love this stuff. I do, really. The whole idea of open enrollment, by the way, just thrills me beyond imagination, beyond belief.
So you don't care for the government telling you when you have to enroll?
No, not at all. So as you can tell, I was being very facetious. Right. But what are some of the other services and things that you guys provide here at GIA?
Well, we are a full-service insurance agency. We're independent brokers. That means that we don't work for an insurance company. We contract with many different insurance companies so that we can go out and shop the different plans, the different rates, the benefits from different insurance companies so that you don't have to do that work yourself. And then we can present you the different options to help you make the best decision that suits your needs, not the insurance companies.
You know, now, Paul, that sounds like a great service. So what do you guys charge for that?
Now, we do not charge fees. In Colorado, there is a new law that does allow insurance agents and brokers to charge fees in certain situations, but we do not. If you walk in here and you want us to evaluate your insurance, we will do that at no cost. If you're in a good place and we can't do anything to help you, we'll tell you. And a number of people that Scott has referred here have been in that situation. And people appreciate that. Sometimes down the road, they come back and we wind up doing business. But at that particular time, it wasn't a fit. But more often than not, because we shop, We can find options available to people that maybe they didn't know they had available to them. And so then once we present that information, we hope, and many times people do write that insurance policy through us. When they write that policy through us, then we get paid by the insurance company.
By the insurance company. Right. So I don't have to write a separate check to GIA, thank you, and all that kind of stuff.
And your premium is not higher for that reason either.
Oh,
so,
very good.
So if you have a health plan like you do now, and you buy it through us, and then you say, you know, I that's a high premium. I'll bet those guys there at GIA, I bet they're making a boatload of money on me. I'm going to go online, and I'm going to go see if I could get it cheaper. And you go online, you go right to the insurance company or the insurance exchange or just some online application, and you'll find the premium's exactly the same.
Exact same premium.
Exact same premium.
Without the benefit of you guys.
Right, exactly. So you don't have us calling you saying, Dan, you got 1 hour this year. This is your hour.
This is my hour.
It. You lose it, you're done.
I am such a pain in the butt insurance customer. I just, as we get into this a little bit here, I really do hate the whole idea of government mandates, people telling me what I've got to buy, when I've got to buy it. It drives me absolutely crazy. But before we get into that, so you guys provide all different kinds of home, auto, health,
business insurance,
life insurance, those kinds of things.
Exactly. So virtually any type of insurance that is out there, we can do.
So now I believe even like raffle insurance.
Oh, yes. Let's say you have a golf tournament, for example. You know, there's usually a car giveaway, hole in one.
Yeah.
Okay, so you get a hole in one on the third hole, and there's a car there, and you get that car. Well, the sponsors of the golf tournament will buy insurance in case that happens. And it does happen.
And it does.
We've paid off twice on hole in one.
Have you really?
Yeah. I can't get a hole in one if my life depended on it. But yet, people we insure are getting them left and right, and so the sponsor of the golf tournament, it's usually a charity golf tournament, and they're raising money, and it maybe cost them $200 for that insurance policy, and someone gets a hole in one, the insurance company is going to pay for that $30,000 car.
See, I was always wondering how a charity could do something like that. You know, they're trying to raise money, and then all of a sudden, you know, if you do this, you get this $30,000 car. It's like, well, does that mean all the money we just gave to the charity just went to this
$30,000?
Or does it mean, you know...
That's exactly what can happen, yes. Yeah.
So, but with the insurance policy, then the insurance company pays for it, and the charity gets to keep their money.
That's right. So it's a good investment for the charity, and because why put on a tournament to raise money if there's a chance you may lose money?
Correct.
So
yeah, that makes no sense at all.
And we insure events. We see like car shows all the time, all over town, all summer, and we insure those. And it's just an event insurance, and it may run or $500 for the day. But once again, a lot of those car shows are raising money for a nonprofit or a charity. And the last thing you want is someone to have an accident there and you lose all that money. So we insure everything.
Correct. Okay, so let's talk about life insurance just for a second. So let's say that you're a guy, and all of a sudden you got a big life insurance policy out there, and all of a sudden you decide to either take up like flying or skydiving or something like that. So, but you just go do it on a whim, and let's say you go out there and you get in the airplane or whatever, or you go skydiving. Are you still covered, or should you notify your insurance agent before you do something like that?
Well, that's a great question. Now, if you have a policy in force, and you bought that policy, let's say, 5 years ago, and then all of a sudden you decide to do this, you didn't do it prior to that application, you don't have an obligation to inform the life insurance company because you have a policy that's in force. And it was legitimately written and underwritten. And if you go skydiving and something unfortunate happens, that policy will pay off to your beneficiary. Now, if you are a skydiver or a private pilot and you're taking out an application for insurance, then you must disclose that, and that will affect the premium. That'll drive the premium up. Now, it doesn't drive the premium up on commercial airline pilots, people that fly for United and Delta. But for private pilots, it does. The risk is higher there. So you would have to disclose that on the application. And on the application, there would be a supplemental form to fill out with details of your flying. They'd want to know how long you've flown and how much you fly and what kind of vehicle you fly in.
Okay, so I've also wondered about this with skiing, too. If you're out skiing and you have an accident, are you generally covered in a life insurance policy?
Yeah, skiing, you're always covered.
Okay.
That's correct.
Because, you know, ski season is upon us.
Yes.
And it is snowing like crazy out there. And especially up in the mountains, they've gotten a lot of good snow. So are there any other kind of quirks like that people should be aware about with their insurance policies?
Well, like if you decide to start racing cars.
Okay.
You might want to, have your policy enforced before you start racing. But if you were a race car driver and you're taking out an application, you would want to, you'd have to disclose that on the application. So when you're taking out a life insurance policy, they are going to ask you questions about your occupation and your outside activities, your hobbies.
And so I suppose hunting, like our friend Scott does, could that be a possible question?
Yes, absolutely.
Especially if you're going hunting with Dick Cheney?
Right. especially so. These things all could impact other insurances too, like hunting could impact your umbrella insurance.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so your excess liability. Because the insurance company basically is looking for anything that would increase the risk on that policy, and then they want to adjust the premium accordingly. So, and that's a very normal thing in most insurances, not health insurance. Okay, health insurance, because of Obamacare, and even before Obamacare, because of a lot of the state statutes, there's no questions, okay? You're not rated on your health anymore. You're not rated on height and weight. You're not rated whether you're a male or female.
Or in between.
I guess we'll have that one now, too. But, you know, when you do that, you know, in theory it sounds so good. Oh, isn't that fair? We don't discriminate against people with pre-existing conditions. Or we charge men and women the same rate. Or we charge old people and young people at the same rate. You know, all these things sound like a really fair thing to do. The problem is it drives the premium up so high. And that's the thing people don't realize. And there are ways to achieve a lot of these protections without driving the premiums up that high. But that's the unintended consequence doing these things that seem fair. It'd be like going out on your auto insurance and saying, you know, isn't it unfair that someone who's, you know, had a bunch of speeding tickets and accidents is paying so much for insurance, and that guy who's had, you know, 5 DUIs, he's paying so much for insurance. Isn't that unfair? And someone out there is going to say, yeah.
Yeah, somebody will.
Someone's going to say, yeah, that's unfair. The insurance company, jacking around that person. Insurance companies do that. That's not fair. Let's write a law to prevent them from doing that.
Yeah, or maybe it's unfair for your automobile insurance that your preventative maintenance isn't covered.
Right, exactly. Why are how come they're not covering your tires
and your oil change?
And your oil change, right? And then someone says, "Oh, let's make the insurance company do that." And it's interesting because we have a legislature that's now...
They might do something like that.
Well, yeah, Democrats tend to want to punish insurance companies, and that's where you get laws like that. Let's punish the insurance. Let's make them cover those...
Then in reality, they're really punishing the consumer.
Exactly.
They're punishing the customers of the insurance companies, and everybody except for maybe politicians has to have insurance.
Right.
Because evidently they don't need a lot of things that they make us pay extra for.
Well, they passed Obamacare, but they exempted themselves.
That just chaps my hide, I'm telling you.
So if we go to a single-payer system, do you think they'll exempt themselves from
Do you think?
Yes.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Okay. Yeah. So right now, we're going to take a quick break here, Paul, and you're listening to Haystack Help Radio. Our guest is Paul Niger. He's the president of Group Insurance Analysts. And I'll tell you what, this guy is sharp. He knows his stuff, and his staff here is absolutely fantastic. As a matter of fact, I'm going to be talking to Austin Wiggins as soon as we get done here to talk about my renewal. Anyway, so if you have insurance questions, the phone number here is 303-423-0162, or you can always go online to e-gia.com. Damn you, or in for Scott Wiley. We'll be right back.
Rates are going up. How do you protect your home if times get tough again? While we don't expect a repeat, there may be challenges. Learn how to become mortgage safe. Does your current mortgage make your payment for you if you can't? Do they allow you to access your equity for that unexpected emergency? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. Thousands have learned how to become mortgage safe by not continuing to pay compound interest. That's interest on interest. Why continue to pay over 70% of what you borrow back to the bank in excessive interest? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. Own your home faster, pay simple interest, and save thousands while paying principal first. Everything I mentioned can be done with one loan. With home values going up, now is the time to become mortgage safe. Protect your home and your family. Take AIM, your locally owned and operated broker since 2001. Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. NMLS 298191, regulated by DORA, Equal Credit Lender.
Let me tell you about one of my favorite stores, The Outdoorsman's Attic, a consignment store for all of your adventure outdoor gear. Hunting, fishing, camping, kayaks, live bait, survival gear, backpacks, sleeping bags, firearms, and ammo. Save 20, 30, 40, and even 50% on new and pre-owned items at The Outdoorsman's Attic. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and save up to 20% on your purchase. This offer excludes firearms and ammo. Never pay retail again. Big savings and friendly service is what you'll find at The Outdoorsman's Attic. Located at 2650 West Hamden Avenue in Sheridan. 303-781-3626. That's 303-781-3626. Check them out, outdoorsmansattic.com.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you buy a new car, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there's a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Now, before you say, oh, that's not for me, just hear me out. I want to invite you to a half-day trading course so you can check this out. I promise you, you'll go away smarter than when you came in. We here at Online Trading Academy sponsor this, and we'll even send you home with a free home study video guide. Your money's doing nothing for you in a CD or mutual fund. Learn how to profit when the market's up or down. Call us now while seats are still available at 303-325-2776. Use offer code RADIO50. 303-325-2776. That's 303-325-2776.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Alrighty, everybody, welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. Damn, you're in for Scott Wally. Along with me is crack engineer Steve Ebling. We got Charlie Grimes back at the studio, making sure we keep everything live and well and going. And, of course, we got Paula Nigro here with Group Insurance Analysts, and we're talking insurance. And if you have any insurance questions whatsoever during the program, the phone number is 303-477-5600. And Charlie will just have to say, Dan, you got a call. And then I'll know I got one online there. So, hey, Paul, let's talk about health insurance. We got Medicaid. Is it Medicaid renewal or open enrollment? Medicaid enrollment.
Medicare.
And that's I get those two confused. Why couldn't they name one like something totally different?
Well, that's a good question, and many people use the words interchangeably, and every so often I like to just take a minute and explain both of them. We have Medicare, which is the federal run program, and that's mainly for seniors, people age 65 and older, and certain people under 65 with disabilities. But Medicare is funded through payroll taxes. So throughout your working years, you pay a Medicare tax. It gets deducted from your paycheck, and your employer matches it. So you're paying it for all those years, and then when you hit 65, you get it. If you work if you have at least 40 hours of FICA earnings, Social Security earnings, in essence 10 years, you get Medicare Part A for free, and you're entitled to Part B, and Part B premium ranges anywhere from $108 to $130 a month. So you get that from your from paying payroll taxes.
And how much payroll tax again do you have to?
You have to have 40 quarters, which is 10 years. So you have to be paying Social Security tax for at least 10 years.
Okay.
And if you don't, then you have to pay more. You have to pay premium for Part A. Then now, Medicaid is different. Medicaid is administered at the state level, and it's for people who are low income. It's like a welfare program. I mean, that's what it is. It's funded through general tax revenues, not payroll. Okay, so if you qualify, if you are under 138% of the federal poverty level in Colorado, you qualify to go onto Medicaid, which means you pay no premium. Okay, and basically everything is covered. Okay, so that's...
So you got single-payer system right there.
It is, yes. And it's funded through general taxes, not payroll taxes. So there's a big difference between Medicare and Medicaid. Technically, you have paid for your Medicare. When you're on Medicare, you've paid for it. You've paid for it through your working years. Medicaid is really, it's a welfare program. And people get mad at me sometimes when I say that, but that's what it is. Okay, and it's basically for low-income people or no-income people and anything in between.
I don't know what else you'd call it other than a welfare program.
It is a welfare program, and think about this. Since the state voted to expand Medicaid from 100% of federal poverty level, FPL, to 138%, we have 25% of the population on Medicaid.
In Colorado.
In Colorado. One out of four people are on Medicaid.
That is unbelievable.
Isn't it?
What was it before this all changed? Do you remember roughly?
Probably roughly 15.
15, so it's kind of 10. Yeah. That's a lot.
It is a lot, and it is kind of amazing because we've actually had a pretty good economy in the last few years. Okay, very low unemployment, and yet we still have some big numbers on Medicaid. I kind of wonder what's going to happen when we hit the next recession. You know, what if we hit another recession like 2009?
Yeah, or we could have a politically imposed recession coming up, like the next state legislature may do here in Colorado.
Sure.
But that brings up a really good question. So how do they base the federal poverty level? Is that an ongoing thing, or is that something that sets up every 10 years at the census, or is that constantly in flux?
Yeah, it's adjusted every year. It's a federal number that gets adjusted for inflation every year. Okay, so, and all of Obamacare is based on the federal poverty level. Now, Medicare is not. And so you're asking about, you know, Medicare open enrollment. Well, it's actually called the annual election period. Not the open enrollment, it's the AEP, the annual election period.
Okay, so why do they call it the annual election period?
Because in January, they have an open enrollment period. So I knew you were going to laugh. Okay, so let's talk about the AEP, the annual election period, because it's ending Friday.
Ending Friday.
Yeah, December 7th.
So tomorrow.
Tomorrow's Friday.
Tomorrow's Friday,
right.
Pearl
tomorrow's
Harbor
Friday.
Day. So another attack of the American people is coming up on Friday.
Yes, So that's ending tomorrow. See, open enrollment, we lose track of the days. It's just so busy. And what happens is it opened October 15th. So October 15th to December 7th, you're on Medicare. That's the only time of the year you can make changes to your Medicare plan, your Medicare Advantage or your Medicare prescription plan.
Okay, so like what would you change?
Well, let's say your prescription plan went up in premium, and a lot of them did go up in premium this year. You may want to go back to a lower premium plan.
Okay, because the older you get, the more drugs you're probably going to be on.
And that's the other thing, is the formulary might have changed in your prescription plan. Maybe the drugs that you're using are no longer on the formulary. So now we have to look for a plan, another plan.
Okay, so what rocket scientist is sitting in the back room somewhere deciding, well, you know, I think we ought to just stop using this drug?
Yeah, well, that's an insurance company for you. I mean, they'll look there and say, well, we're spending way too much on this drug. Let's cut it out.
So, but this is a government program, right?
Well, it's monitored by the government, and the insurance companies do have to go by certain guidelines. So they can't just say we're not covering certain drugs. They might say we're not covering this brand name anymore, but they have to have a generic equivalent in there. So they
So in other words, if they can't just go around and say, well, you know, I really want Dan to stop eating steaks or no more whatever that cholesterol medicine is.
Yeah,
take that off the market.
Yeah, no more statins for Dan.
Yeah, no more
Dan.
Statins.
You can't do that. But they could say, well, we're not going to go with this brand name that costs $1,800 a month, but we are going to cover the generic that costs $400 a month.
Okay, got it.
Okay. Now, you might come back and say, well, my doctor says I can't have the generic, and there's an appeal process for that. Okay, most people on the generic will work fine, but there are certain people who may not. And so they have an appeal process, so the doctor can appeal and say, listen, we've tried the generic. It didn't work. These were the side effects, and the insurance company can then make a formulary exception. But that's what happens and why you might change. Or you might be on a Medicare Advantage plan, and the doctor that you use drops out of that plan. And so you need to find a plan with your doctor.
Okay, no. See, this is the problem I have with the government doing this stuff, right? So you get to do this between October and now.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So what if my doctor quits, you know, the day after all this change and stuff goes on? Then the doctor, you know, I'm done.
It's a problem.
Yeah, don't you
problem.
Think? Well, what do you do?
Well, that's why we have the open enrollment period that starts January 1st, not the annual election period.
Okay.
The open enrollment period starts January 1st, goes to March 31st. Okay. This was part of the original Medicare law that was enacted in 2005. And it was a very good part of the law because it helped us do something that you just identified. It helped us fix a mistake or fix a problem. Because you're buying a product, and the enrollment period is ending before you use it.
Yeah.
Okay. Which causes a problem. So what if you bought this plan and in December, and then in January you're using it, and you find out it's the wrong plan. You find out your doctor wasn't on that plan, or your doctor was in but dropped out, or the drugs on that plan. That plan doesn't cover your drugs. The formulary is different. You don't find that out until you use it.
Right, until you go in and say, hey, can
right.
I? Oh, your plan doesn't cover that. Great.
So we had this OEP in the original law, and Scott and I have talked about it many times. I said, you know, I always say it allowed us to fix one mistake, because in the open enrollment period in first quarter, you can make one last change, just one, where in the annual election period, you can make multiple changes, and the last one
I can
counts.
Just call you up every day and make a change.
In from October 15th to December 7th. So
when you go
to Medicare,
I
can hear you. You
day.
Call me every day. I want this plan. I want that. Well, then the last one counts.
The last one counts,
okay? But in the open enrollment period, you're limited to one change. So we always said, this is our last chance to fix a mistake. Because people will call in all the time, panic. I bought this online. I called this 800 number. They put me in the wrong plan. And I said, well, we can make that change. But something that's interesting is that when Obamacare passed, they eliminated the open enrollment period. Now, we don't know why. It was just we read the law. So the OEP's gone. So why are they doing that? So Obamacare got rid of the OEP. And for 5 years, we've been fighting it. We've been going back to Washington saying, put it back in. It gives us one chance to fix that mistake. That person buys a plan, then their doctor drops out. And if we know it before March 31st, we can make a switch. Or they buy the plan and their doctor wasn't in it to begin with. They made a mistake. We could fix it. People were always so grateful that we could fix that one mistake, make that one change, as opposed to waiting the whole year. So finally, it's back in next month.
Okay, that's good.
It is good.
Okay, so here's my other question. I know this. I go off on these rabbit trails, but I'm sorry. But what happens if your doctor dies April 1st?
Well, I guess your hope is partners in the network. right?
This is craziness.
Or you do have to find another doctor.
Talk about an April Fool.
Right. Well,
yeah. Right. Exactly.
Yep.
Oh my gosh. So that I guess I bring this up because this is the part I don't like about the government being involved in things. You know, if this was private sector, if you need changes throughout the year, you just make the changes throughout the year. If this was back to the way it was, way back when.
Right. And you know, in Medicare, as well as Obamacare, they do allow special enrollment periods outside the annual election period, outside the open enrollment. But those are for special circumstances, and your doctor dying or your doctor dropping out of the network or you picking the wrong plan is not a special election period. Okay, moving is. I mean, that's a big one. Or you retire, you quit your job or something, involuntary loss of coverage. But not, you know, not your doctor leaving the plan.
And nobody in Broward or Dade County is going to be involved in the special election period, right?
They're still counting votes.
They're still counting. All right.
Finding votes.
They're still finding votes. Okay. Right. So this is Haystack Help Radio. We are talking to Paul Nigro. He is the owner and president of Group Insurance Analysts. And as you can see, he's got a vast, vast variety of knowledge when it comes to all of your insurance needs or questions or wants. And once again, you can get a hold of Paul by calling 303-423-0162, or you can go online to e-gia.com. Keep it tuned right here. We'll be right back.
Flesh and Beck are the attorneys you need after you've been injured due to the reckless actions of a drunk driver. Often victims of drunk driving accidents are forced to turn to their own insurance protection coverage to get their cars fixed and medical bills paid before receiving compensation, even though the drunk driver was at fault for the accident. When you are in an accident caused by someone who chose to drink and drive, unfortunately, getting the compensation you deserve isn't always as easy as you think. Insurance companies will bend over backwards to avoid a lawsuit, but only if they think they'll lose. And insurance companies know that if a lawsuit is leveled by a serious attorney and it goes to trial, the jury is allowed to decide on a monetary award for a sympathetic plaintiff who's been hit by a drunk driver. So a smaller injury settlement is in their best interest. Don't get taken advantage of. Don't settle for less than what you deserve. Call Flesh and Beck today at 303-806-8886 for the representation that will hold their feet to the fire and get you all the compensation that you deserve.
Why are seniors considering a reverse mortgage other than no mortgage payments? Hi, Steve Hurley here with Affordable Interest Mortgage at 720-895-0500. Other than no mortgage payments? Another reason may be the access to equity that they did not previously have. Taking in monthly payments for life or a specified period of time, or simply having a line of credit available. Take aim at 720-895-0500 and ask for me, Steve Hurley, NMLS number 243200, regulated by DORA, an equal opportunity lender.
Hi, this is Scott Watley. Now, many times you hear your radio host like me say something like, "Let me tell you about my friends at," then we'll talk about a sponsor that we truly believe in and endorse. Well, in this case, let me tell you about a company that really is part of my family, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. For over 13 years, we have trusted our furry family members to this wonderful staff. At Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, they believe that all pets deserve to have a good life. And their goal is to help you keep your pets happy and healthy throughout their life by providing complete pet care services every day, all at one location. We love the Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center Boarding Lodge, and your pet will too. Your pet will receive one-on-one care and attention throughout their stay. Open 7 days a week for your convenience. Check them out. Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, located at 8681 Lincoln Avenue in Lone Tree. 303-708-8050. 303-708-8050. Or check them out online at lonetreevet.com.
Ladies, I know you're tired of walking into the local gun store and seeing the same old thing. So let me tell you about Rampart Firearms. Just a quarter mile up Highway 67 off of Santa Fe and Sedalia, you will find a great selection of guns, ammo, tactical, and personal defense weapons. And if you or your spouse love to hunt, Rampart Firearms is a great stop for all of your hunting needs. Shotguns, rifles, pistols, anything from predator hunting to your next big game trip. Head to Rampart Firearms at the foot of the Rockies. Open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. And you will only pay a 4% tax on your purchase. RampartFirearms.com, 720-468-0050. That's 720-468-0050.
Denver's Afternoon Rush. Rush to Reason is coming up at 3. Now, back to Haystack Help Radio.
Alrighty, everybody, welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. Dan Muir in for the vacationing Scott Watley. And if you don't know me, I'm the co-host of Rush to Reason. You can be sure to catch me, John Rush, Cassie George, today at 3 o'clock right here on KLZ 560 as we dive into politics, culture, and whatever the heck is on our mind. That's what we do. With me is Paul Inigro. He is the president and owner of Group Insurance Analysts, and we're talking health insurance. We're talking open enrollment periods. We're talking about why the heck the government just doesn't keep their grubby little fingers out of everything.
Yeah.
I think we're talking about that.
Medicaid.
I still Medicaid, get it. You just Medicare, got that explaining. I couldn't tell you the difference again. I mean, I know one is, you know, welfare, basically. One you've paid into.
Right. That's right.
And you get you should get that benefit a lot like Social Security. But quite frankly, I don't think either one of them should exist myself. I think that as Americans, we should be able to plan ahead and buy insurance and those kinds of things, even to get us through our you know, older years and our senior years.
Well, a couple of interesting things too on, like Medicare. When Medicare was enacted in 1965, the average lifespan was 63, and the benefit age for Medicare was 65.
You know what? I know why now. I've been watching Mad Men. My gosh, all they did was drink and smoke back in the 60s. That's right. All they did. Yeah, you know, they were lucky to make it to 63.
Right. Yeah, and they didn't have statins either.
No, nothing.
Right. So they were if they weren't dying of lung cancer, they were dying of heart attacks.
That and alcohol.
Alcohol.
Abuse.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
So Medicare started and it was projected to not cost the government very much money, because.
So typical.
Now here's a trivia question for you: who was the first person to sign up for Medicare?
I have no idea. Who was it?
Harry Truman.
No kidding.
Yeah, Harry Truman got the very first Medicare ID card.
I'll be darned.
And it was enacted and went into effect January 1st. The first claim didn't come in until June.
Really?
Right. So,
and that was once again Harry Truman.
I'm not sure. That might be HIPAA information.
It could be. Yeah, we cannot discuss that.
Right. So, so what's interesting, though, is that this is 2018, almost 2019, and the entry age into Medicare is still age 65. Okay, now lifespans are, what, 77, 78?
Sure.
Okay, so yeah. So that tells you something right there as to the program itself, the financial health of the program, which is not very good, the future sustainability. And there's been talk. And it gets shot down immediately about, at some point in the future, gradually indexing the entitlement age up.
They have to. To be fiscally responsible in any sort, in any stretch of the imagination, that they're going to have to do this.
Now, about 4 or 5 years ago, they had a bipartisan commission in Washington with prominent Republicans and Democrats, mostly retired, that studied Social Security and Medicare. And one of the things they said, they published a report, and one of the things was a recommendation to start increasing the entitlement age on people being born today.
Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah, so we're talking about 65 years down the road.
Correct.
To start upping that age.
Makes total sense to me.
And it didn't get anywhere. I mean, some prominent liberals were just screaming at it.
I know, because we're going to be cutting off insurance for old people.
Oh, you can't
65
do that.
Years from now.
Right. You're cutting Medicare benefits. Even AARP came out against it. I'm just like, what's wrong with you people? You know, it makes sense. Now, in the 1980s, you know, Social Security, was also a benefit that started at age 65.
Okay.
Okay. And if you go back to the origins of Social Security, back to FDR, it was never intended to provide you your full retirement. It was supposed to supplement your retirement. So going back to your statement saying you should be responsible enough to put money away for the future, well, that's what the thinking was back then. But they said, let's do something to give to supplement what you save in case you don't save enough. Okay. And sometime in the late 1970s, it went from being a supplement to your retirement to providing your retirement.
Exactly.
Okay. But it didn't have the proper funding to do that as well. And then in the 1980s, with Social Security going broke, if you remember, Ronald Reagan was president, and they provided a fix to Social Security to provide some financial sustainability. And it was something that wouldn't start for about 20 years later. So they were going to up the retirement age when you got the full benefit. That's why now you have to be, 66 in 6 months or 8 months before you get that the full retirement benefit. It used to be 65. And so they enacted it in the 1980s, but it took about 20 years before it started implementing, which they thought would be fair enough for people to start planning.
So basically, what did they do? Increase the age by 18 months?
For 18 months, and they did it gradually. Okay, so it was
because, oh my gosh, you know, that's just going to kill people that are out there, you know, 15, 20 years away from retirement.
But if you remember one thing, too, that happened in the 1980s is that they did it, and it was a very responsible fix to a problem. And they knew it would need further fixing, but no one could do it politically. But the bashing that Reagan took and the Republicans took for doing this, because the Democrats just started bashing him, saying,
"Well, that's what they do."
Yeah, they're cutting Medicare. Oh, they're cutting Medicare. They're throwing Grandma off the cliff.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah. Remember the Republicans pushing Grandma off cliff in the wheelchair.
And instead of saying, "Hey, this is a big problem. We have a sustainability problem, and we're trying to put a fix together to keep this thing going." Well, it's the same with Medicare, and now we're looking at what, both Medicare and Social Security going broke within the next 10 years. Well, you know, keep putting it off, putting it off, putting it off. At some point, you have to fix that problem, and you have to stop bashing the other side for trying to fix it.
But bashing is what politicians do so well, especially on the Democrat side.
Oh, yeah.
They're really, really good at it.
And so now no one's got the courage to even talk about it to try to fix it.
Because you'll be destroyed.
You will be destroyed.
You'll have rioters at your house and all sorts of things, and you won't be able to, you know, go to your car or go out to eat. You can't even go out to eat anymore if you're a politician on the right that's trying to make responsible decisions.
So Social Security needs to do, again, what was done in the 1980s to start upping that again, starting maybe 20 years from now, start upping that. And Medicare definitely has to do that. And Medicare has something around $50 trillion of unfunded liabilities.
$50 trillion.
Yeah, and that could be low. Okay, so you might say, how does this relate to insurance? Well, it's you know, Medicare is an important insurance, and we have a lot of clients on Medicare. And as we said, Medicare open enrollment is ending tomorrow. Well, not the open enrollment, the annual election period.
Annual election period.
The AEP.
And then
over.
There's the open enrollment. Then there's a special election.
And then you have special election period, yes.
Where we recount all the votes.
And
we bring them out of the trunks of cars.
Or
and
we
the
harvest.
Rooms.
We go vote harvesting. Yes,
votes. Yes.
So, you know, the Medicare sustainability is critical with all the baby boomers coming into Medicare now and will continue for what, maybe another 10 years, 8-10 years, and then beyond. And so keeping Medicare solvent is important, because if you're going to raise taxes, you're going to be raising taxes on people who work.
Oh, imagine that.
Right.
I can't imagine that. Okay, let's do this, Paul. Let's take our final break, and then let's come back and talk about us poor guys that are on Obamacare. Let's do that. Okay, so yeah. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. My guest is Paul Inigro with Group Insurance Analyst. And once again, you can get a hold of Paul at 303-423-0162. Or you can check these guys out by going to e-gia.com. Dan Mueller in for Scott Wadley, and we'll be right back.
The 2019 Health Insurance Open Enrollment is here, so don't wait to call Group Insurance Analysts to reevaluate your health insurance. Remember, networks change, benefits change, prescription plans change, and your needs change, so call GIA before this year's open enrollment period ends. Only GIA and their team of experts will compare plans from many different insurance companies at no cost to you. Maybe you just want to renew your current plan. Easy. Maybe you want to switch from silver to bronze? No problem. Maybe your income has changed and you want to make sure you don't get a nasty surprise during tax season. The team at GIA will take care of it. Most importantly, Group Insurance Analysts will compare different insurance plans to make sure you're getting the right coverage at the best price before open enrollment ends. As an authorized enrollment center for Connect for Health Colorado, GIA does get very busy as December 15th approaches, so don't delay. Call now to start comparing health insurance plans today. 303-423-0162.
Got a road trip planned for the holidays or getting ready for your next outdoor adventure? Hi, this is Scott Wadley for my friends at D&D Tire Service. At D&D Tire Service in Parker and Aurora, they understand automotive issues can be a headache, and they never come at a convenient time. D&D Tire Service is family-owned and operated and is truly your one-stop shop for all of your automotive needs. All tires are reduced, and for a limited time, there are some great rebates saving you up to $200. From belts to tires, wiper blades, oil changes, D&D Tire Service has you covered. For the location nearest you, call 303-699-7337. That's 303-699-7337. D&D Tire Service is the official auto repair shop of Sportsman of Colorado Radio. Let D&D Tire Service keep you and your family safe on the roads. DndTireservice.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Trisna, owner of M4 Roofing and Gutters. Since 2004, it's been our mission to provide the highest quality of service and trust to every customer we serve. M4 Roofing and Gutters is a family-owned and operated company right here in Englewood, Colorado. At M4 Roofing and Gutters, quality customer service is our top priority. For a free inspection and estimate for your roofing project, call today 303-797-8600. That's 303-797-8600. Or visit us online at m4roofing.com. M4 Roofing and Gutters is an A-plus member of the Better Business Bureau and HaystackHelp.com.
Hi, this is Scott Wadley. Let me tell you what I love about Stack Optical. They are truly one of the last optician-owned, family-owned optical stores. At Stack Optical, you can be confident you'll receive personal attention. For over 50 years, Alan Stack has shown he really cares about making his customers happy. Stack Optical also has a beautiful new location at 2233 South Monaco Parkway in Denver. Free and easy up-close parking. Stack Optical has an on-site eyeglass production lab. Whether you need office eyewear or a new set of shooting or golf glasses, Stack Optical has the solution with the Stack Sport Pack. Give them a call today and ask for their $69 eye exam, 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578. Your eyes and vision are one of the most important things in life. I'm confident at Stack Optical you'll see the difference. That's 303-321-1578, stackoptical.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
All righty, welcome back, everybody, to Haystack Help Radio. I'm Dan Muir, in for Scott Wadley, and we are live on remote at Group Insurance Analyst, or GIA, and your home for health, medical, dental, life, home, auto, and business insurance. And along with me is the president of GIA, Paul Inigro, and Steve Ebling is our roving engineer. We're here on remote. Steve, you wanted to say a little bit about GIA.
Okay, I got a great analogy going here. Why, I'm listening to this, since we came on the air at noon, and just totally amazed at all the information and the knowledge that Paul possesses, and obviously it translates right to his business. I recently had a situation. I have a tree in my front yard. It's 40 years old, and this past season, it did something that it's never done before. So I'm totally clueless. I actually call a tree specialist, and the guy comes out. He looks at what's going on. Not only does he know every malady that could possibly impact this tree, he knows the scientific name of this tree. And as he's driving away, after we talked about what we're going to do about the problem, I thought, how great is it to have somebody who is so knowledgeable about, you know, the problems that, you know, in this case, it's just a tree. But I'm sitting here listening to you guys go back and forth, and certainly now I know the difference between Medicare and Medicaid, but the flurry of other activity that's going on in this industry, why wouldn't you want to come to GIA?
I have no idea. That's why I come here. You know, and that's why, you know, ever since getting to know Paul and his staff here, that it's made, okay, I actually went without health insurance for a year, and it cost me dearly. It cost me dearly, dearly, dearly. I didn't want to mess with it. I couldn't mess with it. Not really knowing about you guys, I didn't know how to go about doing it, and I was not going to be one calling up Uncle Sam and saying, I want a health insurance policy. That's just not me. I'm not that kind of guy, right? And so now you've teamed me up with Austin Wiggins, who does a fantastic job, lays out all the different options and whatnot we have for health insurance, and every year he finds one that I can stomach.
Yeah, Austin's a great broker. He's been here a long time. He knows his stuff. He takes care of you. And he comes in every so often and complains about you.
Wanting hazard pay, doesn't he? Right. He wants hazard pay.
He never does that. All of these insurances are confusing. Okay, we were just talking about Medicare. People are confused about Medicare all the time, about the formularies and the doctor networks. What's Medicare Advantage? What's a Medicare supplement? What's the difference? And Obamacare is very confusing too. And it's not even the insurance itself, which we find pretty straightforward, but people find confusing. But then there's tax credits, and then there's the interaction between Obamacare and Medicaid, okay, and the SCHIP program for children, and then the tax subsidy for the premium. And you have different agencies. You've got the Medicaid or the PEAK system here in Colorado. You've got Connect for Health. And by the way, we are an enrollment center for Connect for Health. So if you need to enroll in a health plan, we're on the west side of town. You can walk in or call us or send us an email or go to our website, and we will help you enroll. Where it gets confusing is, well, how much of a subsidy can I get? What do I qualify for? What if I have other access to other coverage? Does that impact the subsidy? And it does. There's a lot to it. And what if I'm stuck in the Medicaid system? Well, then that's a problem, and we need to get it resolved and find out, are you qualified to be on Medicaid, or are you getting a Medicaid rejection? And if you get the Medicaid rejection, then we go into Connect for Health and apply for your plan with your advanced premium tax credit, which is the subsidy.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, and sometimes dealing with these agencies, if you try to do it on your own, it's like dealing with the DMV on crack. I mean, it's crazy as a consumer. And so I was trying to deal with one thing. I thought, oh, I can handle this. I don't need Austin to do it. Finally, I just called up Austin and said, Austin, I said, can you please handle this for me? Please, please, please. I begged him. And I didn't have to, because he was right there, Johnny, on the spot. I'm going to do it. And then... But at one point, they did have to talk to me. You know what Austin did? He actually waited, got them on the phone, and then conferenced me in. So I didn't have to sit there and wait and pull the rest of my hair out trying to go through this. And so I'm just telling you guys, this is first-class service here.
You don't know how long you're going to be on hold. At least,
no.
Good thing, you know, he got them on the phone, and you were in it during the show.
Yeah,
in the afternoon.
It could have been, because we started the process in the morning. It could have been 3 o'clock.
Right, and that does happen. And the other thing that's frustrating is you go online and do it, and sometimes you hit the wrong button. And it's like, where do you go from there? And it brings you somewhere. You have no idea where you went and how to get back. And now all of a sudden you're stuck in some queue waiting for someone to get to your application, which could be days, could be weeks. So we've got a team here that does a good job. It gets very tense right now. This is a time of the year that's very equivalent to around April 14th, April 15th on the tax side.
For a CPA firm, yeah.
Yeah. So if you walk into a tax guy on April 15th, papers are probably flying around and they're not just ready for you to come in at that time. You're probably going to have to sit and wait a little bit, and you might have to file an extension. And that's kind of what we do with insurance, too. On the 15th of December, we might not be able to get that thing completed, but we get it started. And then they'll give us a little extension through the end of the year.
And I believe you're good as long as you get it started.
Yes.
You get yourself in
started.
The system.
That's right.
And it's not something that you can just simply roll over every year. So it's not like you can just, as far as I can tell, I paid it last year. I shouldn't have to do anything. And I should just be able to keep right on rolling.
Oh, you have to pay attention to your status, because you could auto-renew. But if you do not auto-renew, that means your plan is going to cancel. Okay, which means you have to make a new election to have coverage on January 1st. Or you could also have to provide new financial information, so your insurance might not lapse, but you might lose your subsidy. So you might go from paying $100 for your premium to $300 and wonder why. Well, it's because you didn't update the financial information. So you've got to be very careful as to what is needed. Thankfully, this year, more people were eligible to renew automatically.
Yeah, that's very, very, very important. And so once again, Paul, so tomorrow's the end for
Medicare. The Medicare AEP annual election period is done tomorrow.
Okay. And people that are on Obamacare, when does that whole thing get rolling?
Yeah, we need to get things started or completed by December 15th for January 1st.
Okay.
And if you miss that...
So if you're a total procrastinator and you miss that...
We have until January 15th to do it for February 1st.
Got it.
And
all right.
And then we're done.
All righty, Paul. Thank you very much. And once again, this is a drop-off center for the veterans.
Right
for
here,
For homeless
yes.
veterans
yes.
that need anything. And the address is 9195 West 44th Avenue here in Wheat Ridge. And of course, you can give Paul a call, 303-423-0162, or go to e-gia.com. Thanks again, Paul.
Thank you,
Steve. Thank you, Charlie. And I am Dan Muir, in for Scott Wiley. Keep it tuned right here. Rush to Reason's coming up at 3. Thanks. Bye.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.